today dawned in confusion, like a nightmare with no end. Tired and dreary colors, ragged hopes that wouldn't mend. The grief and fear of death just seemed to hang across the sky, and the pain just kept on burning, though the tears had all been cried. We were talking as we journeyed toward a quiet country town, when another traveler asked us why we seemed so sad and down. It was like a dam had burst inside as I spoke my grief and woe, amazed that someone leaving there could somehow still not know. But the traveler called us foolish men and dull and slow of heart, and he showed us from the scriptures God had planned it from the start. But it wasn't till the evening that our eyes were opened there, and we knew that it was Jesus, but he vanished in the air. We rushed back to Jerusalem to tell the others there. They said Peter's seen him too. There was excitement everywhere, nearly shouting to each other as the realization grew, when all at once he spoke to us, unto you. We started back in terror, for his radiance filled the place. The light was all around him and was shining from his face. But then he smiled a smile of love that left no cause for doubt. And then, because he knew our hearts, he spoke our feelings out. Why are you so troubled? Why are you in fear? See my hands and see my feet. I myself am here. Reach out now and handle me until you've all been shown. My life is more than spirit, for I'm here in flesh and bone. Some lifted hands toward heaven and then knelt without a sound. Some just stood and stared at him as if rooted to the ground. But I could not contain the joy that flooded heart and soul.